For our GeoQuiz today, we're focusing on one of the international offshoots of the Occupy Wall Street movement. Here in the U.S., the attention of the Occupy movement has shifted to Oakland, California. There was violence there last night. Demonstrators smashed windows and clashed with police. Nothing like that in Toronto. There are tensions with authorities there, but no violence. One thing protesters in Toronto are worried about is the cold. They've been camping out in a city park since mid-October. Now, that park is named after the Anglican cathedral that's right next to it. You name the park. We'll be back later in the program to tell you about one unusual way the protesters are preparing for winter. And we'll have the answer, too. This is PRI, Public Radio International. Our GeoQuiz today focused on the Occupy Wall Street movement, not the politics of it or the violence around the protests in Oakland, California last night. No, we're curious today about the Occupy Toronto protesters, including how they're preparing for those cold Canadian winter nights. So our focus is on the city park in Toronto, where the protesters have been camping out since mid-October. Reporter Josh Tapper with the Toronto Star newspaper is there.
Yeah, hey, I'm standing here in St. James Park in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. There are a number of tents around me, I think close to 200. There's a variety of signs. I can see a large 1% sign. Many people are talking about economic disparity and so on. It's sort of a tony area. There are lots of restaurants and condominiums and hotels nearby. There's also a very large cathedral on the west end of the park.
And St. James Park is the answer to our quiz. Now, in that Tony neighborhood, amid all the tents that have been set up, there are some other unusual structures.
Right. They're called gares, which are a traditional nomadic hut used by people on the Mongolian steppe. They're very similar to yurts, which are used in Kyrgyzstan, Kazakhstan, elsewhere in Central Asia. And so there are about three of them right now, which are scattered among the 200 or so tents, one being used as a medical station, and the one I'm standing next to right now is being used as a library and post office.
Describe them for us.
Okay, well, they're circular. They have sort of this canvas shell, and it's fastened around this latticed wood frame with horsehair rope. There's a wooden door at the front of each one, which it has fairly ornate Buddhist symbols. Some of them are strange, esoteric, you know, just from talking to people here, not a lot of them really know what they mean.
Are they intended specifically to keep the protesters warm there, or what other purpose would they serve?
No, they're not actually being used for sleeping just yet. One is the medical tent, one is the library, and the other one, they're still deciding. When I talked to one protester, he said they were debating whether it would be used as sort of a safe space for women or just sort of as a meeting place.
A safe place for women, and I also noted in an article that you wrote, there is a one food supplier who said, we don't want these things turning into crack dens. It sounds like a difficult environment there. Is that the case?
Yeah, St. James Park is a park where lots of, you know, historically, lots of homeless people have camped out anyway. You know, I think it's just a matter of security. And, you know, these things weren't cheap. They were donated by the Ontario Public Service Employees Union, and all three cost in excess of $20,000. So this is an investment that I think they want to, you know, keep safe.
So what are they like inside?
Well, I can step inside the library right now.
This is the girl library.
So there's a wood floor. The center is being propped up by two wood beams. The designs inside are fairly ornate and colorful. It's not so much warmer in here than it is outside, but they are insulated. To my right, there are a number of books and newspapers and boxes. You know, there's everything from Chomsky to Naomi Klein to H.G. Wells. There's a bulletin board, but there are no couches, there are no chairs, there are no blankets or anything, anywhere to sit just yet. Right now, they're actually putting a tarp over top of the yurt, which, you know, looks like it'll protect it from the rain and snow.
Josh, I wonder, given the weather, if the ranks of the demonstrators are thinning?
No, they don't seem to be thinning at all. I think it's sort of stabilized. I mean, there hasn't been a mass exodus of people, and I'm not sure how many new people are coming every night, but there's a fairly large tent city here at St. James Park, you know, for as long as the protesters are here.
Josh Tapper, reporter for the Toronto Star newspaper in St. James Park, the answer to our GeoQuiz. Thanks.
Thank you.